I'm gonna show you guys. Back to the financial system. There you go. The proof of the view is there. Women watch the view. They don't realize that it's controlled by a ton of degenerates. And then you wonder why you have a degenerate society. And then you wonder why you have a degenerate society. This is why you have a degenerate society, because this is how they think. Here we have Godfrey Bloom, who talks about why why the entire banking system is absolutely corrupt. You can look up this video. Thanks, Dickie, for the average viewership and information regarding the chat. We caught that information. Thank you, brother.
For the EFT, Mr. Bloom has 2 minutes.
Commissioner, Mr. President, I rise again, I'm afraid, to make the same old hoary speech that I've been making here for several years. And it is my opinion that you do not really understand the concept of banking. All the banks are broke. Bank Santander, Deutsche Bank, Royal Bank of Scotland, they're all broke. And why are they broke? It isn't an act of God. It isn't some sort of tsunami. They're broke because...
They're broke because they fucking steal everything and they have something called fractional reserve banking.
Because we have a system called fractional reserve banking, which means that banks can lend money that they...
That they don't have. They lend money that they don't have, and then they repurpose that money that they just printed out of thin air called ex nihilo. You can look it up. It's a Latin term. That means making something out of nothing. They create something out of nothing, and then what happens? They re-lend that money back to you with a fucking interest rate. That's how these guys get rich.
They don't actually have. It's a criminal scandal, and it's been going on for too long. To add to that problem, you have moral hazard, a very significant moral hazard from the political sphere. And most of the problem starts in politics and central banks, which are part of the same political system. We have counterfeiting, sometimes called quantitative easing, but counterfeiting by any other name. The artificial printing of money.
The artificial printing of money. And then people sit down, they work a 9-to-5 job, they work 24/7, they go to university, they get into debt, they don't understand money. They go and sit in their with their financial advisors and pull out a $150,000 loan across 4 years because the government allows them to. They work a 9-to-5 job for 50 grand a year. They don't even understand what money is, why money exists, and that people can print it out of thin air. You are a slave to the system.
Which if any ordinary person did, they'd go to prison for a very long time. And yet governments and central banks do it all the time. Central banks repress the amount of interest that rates are, so we don't have the real cost of money. And yet we blame the real retail banks for manipulating LIBOR. The sheer effrontery of this is quite astonishing. It's central banks. It's central banks that manipulate interest rates, Commissioner. And plus, underneath all this, we talk loosely, in a rather cavalier fashion, do we not, about deposit guarantees. So,
deposit guarantees. Every deposit that you put in, right, you're guaranteed money. You're guaranteed to get your money. And then guess what happens with fucking China? Look at this shit. Look at this shit. Guess what happened in China right now? People can't get their fucking money out. Look at this shit. Look at what's happening right now in China. In real time, this is what's happening in China. Tanks are being put on the streets in China to protect the banks. This is a bank of the Henan branch of the Bank of China declaring that people's savings in their branch are now investment products and can't be withdrawn. This is happening in real time in China, but you're not going to hear about it because it's a scam. In what world? They're guaranteeing you money, that they're going to deposit your money, that you're going to be able to get the money that you deposit, and then you realize it's all a joke. Every single part of it. It's a scam.
When banks go broke through their own incompetence and chicanery, the taxpayer picks up the tab. It's theft from the taxpayer. And until we start sending bankers, and I include central bankers and politicians, to prison for this outrage, it will continue.
We printed trillions of dollars, a complete disgrace. A complete disgrace and mismanagement of everything that's been built over the last decades in this country. Who's responsible? Who's responsible? Nobody. Nobody's responsible. Everybody points fingers. Everybody blames another motherfucker. And that's the reality that we live in. Ladies and gentlemen, we are 2 hours and 20 minutes into the stream. I want to show you guys one last video. We're going to crank right through it. and then we're going to call it a day. I'm going to show you guys fractional reserve banking. I need you guys to understand the fractional reserve banking principle. W the stream if you guys are having fun. W the stream if you guys are leaving better than you came today. I'm giving you guys the sauce. I'm sitting here. I'm educating you. I'm helping you get unplugged from the bullshit. Unplugged from the bullshit. Give me a W if this has been valuable to you guys. If this has been meaningful, if you guys are leaving better than you came today, make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you hit that like button. And let's go ahead and get started with the last video. Make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. We've had this YouTube channel up for maybe 4 days, three, four days. Not very long. We haven't had this channel up for very long. And we are already at 7,000 subs. We'll be at 10,000 subs by the end of the week, hopefully. Be on the lookout for the revolution. Be on the lookout for the takeover. I'm teaching you guys how this thing works. I'm a retired multimillionaire. I got rich because of e-commerce. I got wealthy because of crypto. And now I'm in the mission of building Capital Club, the largest decentralized entrepreneurial network on planet Earth, focused on creating, multiplying, and preserving wealth. You got to get educated. You got to get up to date. If you think for one second that rich people and the people that run the world have the same information and play by the same rules that you do, you're sadly mistaken. Let's get started.
The gap between the very richest and the rest of us is getting bigger. Why? A common belief is that it's good for us all if a small group of people earn an enormous amount of money. The theory is that their wealth trickles down to the rest of us. But this is a myth. In reality, money is sucked up from all of us into the pockets of a very small group of people. How does this happen? One reason is
It's probably because money is fake.
The way that money is created.
Printed out of thin air.
Right now, almost all of the money in our economy is created by banks when they make loans. Now, most people assume that when banks make loans, they're lending out someone else's savings. But they're not.
They're printing it out of thin air. That's how they make their money.
Instead, when somebody takes...
They deposit the money, right? They deposit, let's say you deposit $100 in the bank, they can print $1,000.
Without a loan, banks create new money electronically by typing numbers into their account. 97%...
And you work your entire life when these motherfuckers... Oh, you want 10 grand? Here you go, bitch. Sell me your life.
...percent of all the money in our economy is created in...
97% of your money is created as loans. It's fake. Fake!
This way, as people take out loans from banks. The more loans people take, the more debt there is, and the more money there is. The shocking fact is, if nobody went into debt, there would be almost no money in the economy. Our economy depends on the electronic money created by banks. But because the money is created when people borrow, someone, somewhere, has to pay interest on every pound created.
We do. They create the fake money, then they loan it out back to us, and it was created out of thin air. The scam is incredible. Trust me, this scam is genius. Because instead of having slaves that you whip, you just have slaves that you dangle this fake printed money in front of. You don't teach them about money, obviously, because if they knew about it, they would tell you to fuck off. And you now you have a working economy. You have a bunch of little peasants.
In effect, we are renting the money we need to run our economy from the banks. This means that in the UK alone, together we pay the banks £192 million in interest every single day.
£192 million in interest is being paid. So they create fake money, and then the loans, right? Our hard work is compensated to these motherfuckers that print money out of thin air. And then you have the audacity to come and fucking talk to me that I don't know what I'm talking about. That these people that are entrepreneurs are scammers. Do you not see this? These motherfuckers created something out of thin air. And you're working at a McDonald's, slaving away your life.
And because the debt is held mostly by the bottom 90% and wealth mostly by the top 10%, paying this interest transfers money from the bottom 90% of the population to the very top 10%. It sucks wealth and income from the rest of us up to the very lucky few.
Because the real money, that 3% of money that is real, right? The real money, get sent back up.
As long as we have to rent the money we use from the banks that create it, we'll have to keep paying this huge interest bill, and the gap between the richest and the rest of us will keep increasing.
Well, I think if the people knew what the banking system is up to, as Henry Ford said, there would be a revolution tomorrow morning.
But they don't. They don't know what the banking system is up to because everybody's asleep. Everybody's blind. And the moment you wake up and you start realizing this, you're like, oh shit, I have to do what the 99% are not doing. I need to operate differently.
The fact is, most people think that what a bank does is lend you money that someone else has put in the bank previously. But what a bank actually does, what a commercial bank does, is to create money from nothing and then lend it to you at interest.
That's what the Federal Reserve does. That's what the Federal Reserve did. Do you understand that the Federal Reserve owns the U.S. dollar? So that when the U.S. passes all these bills, these packages, these relief bills, that is all loan money. Every single dollar that is printed is a loan. And guess who picks up the fucking tab for the interest that you have no idea what that interest is? The U.S. taxpayer. With your hard-earned dollar, they overspend, they underperform, they overpromise, they underdeliver, and then you're left holding the fucking bag while these motherfuckers get rich on your sweat.
If I do that, if I manufacture money in
my prison,
it's called counterfeiting.
Of course.
If an accountant creates money out of nothing in the company accounts, it's called cooking the books. But if a bank does it, it's perfectly legal. And so long as you allow fraud to be legalized.
Allow. That is the name of the word. You're allowing it. Your ignorance allows it. Guys, I'm teaching you the fucking game. Do you understand that there's nobody talking about this shit? It's like it's just a handful of us. The real motherfuckers, the guys that are worth billions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, they ain't gonna be in here telling you the name of the game. They gotta keep you a brokey, bro. They gotta keep you a pleb.
Then all kinds of problems are going to pop up in the economic system, which you can't do anything about.
Private banks create money out of nothing and lend it at interest. Now, that sounds absurd.
Because it is absurd.
You know, I teach sophomores, you know, about money and banking and how banks, they never believe it. And so you have to go through it again and again. Yes, banks really do create money. They really do. Here's how it happens. And it's absurd. And they're right to doubt that could possibly be what
it's so unfucking believable that the banks are scamming us. They're printing money out of thin air. It's so unbelievable to believe that they pulled off the scam, that people cannot believe it.
Really going on.
It's but crazy. It is.
Now, if the banking lobby is very strong, they're going to say, well, we don't want to change the system. We're making so much money out of it. What we have to do is A, try and convince the people that it's their fault, that they're wage claims are too high and that's why we're having lots of inflation, or people are speculating on housing and that's why house prices are going up. What they're not going to say is that this is happening because banks are creating money out of nothing and pumping it into the system and that's why prices are going up.
Have you seen, did you not see what happened over the last two fucking years? I'll explain to you exactly what, I'm going to explain to you guys what happened over the last 2 years. They created a fake pandemic to have a reason to flood the entire system with fake money. They had already bought their positions in the marketplace, but they needed to exit those positions, right? Because they need to reset the system. What do? They give all the fucking normies their $1,800 stimulus checks. And what do they say? Well, you know what? We need to take care of you. We need to pump some more money into the economy. So we print tens of trillions of dollars. We get into massive debt with the IMF, we get into the massive debt with the Federal Reserve. And then what happens? All the rich dudes, that money gets pumped into the market. All of their shares, the value of their shares goes up. They fucking sell, right? They fucking sell the very top, because of course they sell the top. Do you think they don't fucking know? They're the ones that create the bottoms. They're the ones that create the top. And then you're left what? Holding the fucking worthless ass bags because you don't understand how the game is played. That's that. And guess what happens? It goes from taxpayer money and lent money to cashed out and funneled to private industry and into the pocket of rich people. That's where rich people get richer and poor people get poorer. Most motherfuckers over the last 2 years that know how to make money, they got richer. My net worth multiplied by 40x over the last 2 years, 18 months, 40x. That's how much my net worth increased. Most poor people were even more poor than they were 2 years ago. That's how the system works.
But how is it
that W in the chat if you're learning.
A system in which banks have the But how is it that we've ended up with a system in which banks have the power to create money?
1971, we created, we took the dollar off of the gold standard. In 1971,
But how is it that we've ended up with a system in which banks have the power to create money?
1931, okay, we passed the Federal Reserve Act where we gave our money away to the banks. Their ability to make print money, it was given to the banks, right? It wasn't a right that belonged to the people. Then we took gold, the gold standard, and ripped it apart from money. So money was no longer valued based off of gold, which we could attribute and count, and there's treasuries for. Now it was just fucking imaginary. That's what happened.
Since 1971, when President Nixon took the United States off what was left of the gold standard, the world has operated under a system of money known as fiat. The dollar, the pound, the euro are all government fiat currencies. Fiat is a Latin word meaning let it be so. It is the law that this government currency be money. Indeed, without that legal enforcement and the fact that we must pay taxes with this money, that dollar bill or that computer digit that represents a dollar would be pretty much meaningless. Only the government has the power to issue fiat money, but banks can create it through lending. Over the last 40 years, since this system of fiat money became the global norm, the supply of money has grown exponentially. In fact, we've seen the greatest growth in the supply of money in history. But who benefits?
The banks benefit. The rich people benefit.
Of course, those that have the power to issue money, governments and banks. Then, those companies and individuals that get this money early. They can spend it before the prices of the things they want to buy have risen to reflect the new money in circulation.
I just explained this concept to you guys. It's crazy.
In other words, they get services, products, or assets cheap.
And then they
sell
it high.
But prices soon rise. So holders of assets, such as houses or shares, will then see gains without there necessarily being any improvements to the company or house in question. Often,
inflation.
This can lead to speculative bubbles. But what about those at the bottom?
And they're not speculative bubbles. You know what they are? They are fabricated bubbles because that's how fiat fucking money works.
The pyramid. Those on fixed wages or incomes. Those who live in remote areas. Or those with savings. By the time this newly created money has filtered down to them, the
it's
prices
worthless.
Of the things they want to buy have increased. Their savings buy them less, however. And their wages remain largely unchanged. In some cases, they have to take on debt just to be able to afford the things they were previously able to buy, which means they have to go back to the banks.
And get what?
In reality, this
More
process
loans.
Of creating money only redistributes wealth from the bottom to the top of the pyramid, and thus that ever-increasing gulf.
Because they print the fake money, and then the interest, right, which is real, gets sent back to the bank, right, the hard-earned money, the interest, and that gets fucking pocketed. I'm teaching you guys how this entire thing works. You're not going to learn this in school. You're not going to learn this in the system. They want to keep you blinded with, oh, Trump didn't pay his taxes. He didn't show tax returns. Dude, do you think rich people pay fucking taxes? Fucking noobs. Rich people don't fake.
Between rich and poor.
It's ridiculous.
Gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, when you get off the gold standard and you go into a fiat money currency, combined with a fractional reserve banking system, you end up compounding debt faster than you can ever possibly produce to support that debt. Eventually, you're going to find yourself back into debt slavery. And that's what's happened in the U.S. For every dollar of GDP, for example, in the U.S., it's also...
They print 9 or 10 of them.
Pay something like $5.50 worth of debt.
It's crazy.
Because this is what happens when our economy flips over and basically capsizes. And, of course, the government solution now to address all the problems is basically to create more debt.
You can never get enough of a currency that doesn't work. You can print it till kingdom comes, but you can't print wealth and you can't get yourself out of debt by making more debt. If you could print wealth, Zimbabwe would be the largest, most prosperous country on the planet. We all know it doesn't work.
Of the money in the world today, 97% of it is debt.
97% of the money circulating. You think you're fucking rich? You think you got money All these fucking clowns talking about Lambos and bitches and flexing these watches and all this dumbass shit. They're broke. They're broke. They don't understand the game. They don't understand the system. I'm waking you the fuck up. W in the chat, baby.
The French philosopher Voltaire once said, all paper money eventually returns to its intrinsic value.
Nothing.
Zero.
Nothing. The pyramid scheme game is coming to an end, guys. It's coming to an end. And you guys are working for it. This is not a scam. This is not some crazy information that's out there. This is a system that you live in. But then you try to help people and you try to educate people on how to get out, and the fucking drones of the system will call you a scam. They'll say, but you don't know anything. You can't educate people. A lot of you guys are in your 20s. A lot of you guys are in your 30s. A lot of you guys are in your teens, and you've never heard this. You've never been exposed to this true information. That's why at Capital Club, our objective is to teach you guys how the fucking world works. And once you know how the world works, you start working towards getting out of this bullshit. And you can't get out of the bullshit unless you're educated. You can't get educated unless you have people that understand how it works and help you get out. I hope you guys are leaving better than you came today, because that was the purpose of today's stream. We covered a ton of topics. We covered a lot of information. Hit the like button if you haven't already, ladies and gentlemen. This is probably one of the most valuable streams any person will watch. We covered the bullshit of the VAXs at the beginning. We covered how the news outlets are absolutely a scam. Now we're talking about fractional reserve banking, why the entire system is a scam. We talked about psychological warfare with Yuri Bezmenov. And that is the nature of the game. That is the nature of the game. If you feel cheated and you feel like your entire life was a scam, you have the right to feel that way. You have the right to feel that way. You have been cheated. You have been scammed from the moment you were born. And a lot of these fucking morons on the internet, right? They're going to hate on you because they have what's called cognitive dissonance. They can't reason with logic. They can't reason with the facts. It is easier to convince somebody, right, that they're right, than convince them that they've been fooled. It's easier to lie to people and tell them, you know what, everything's okay. It's easier to lie to people. It's a lot harder to tell them, you know what, your entire life has been a shit show. It's all a joke. It's all a joke. If you guys haven't hit the like button, I would highly appreciate it. If you guys haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe. I will see you guys tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll see you tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern. And we're back for another fucking session, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Luke Belmar, the best fucking host on the internet. I'm going to teach you guys how to make it out of this fucking thing. I promise you. We're going to do this together. We're going to elevate to a completely new level. And we're going to fucking win.